USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Philadelphia District Attorney Lawrence Krasner is confirming he spoke with the man who allegedly shot six police officers during last night's standoff.
We were doing what we could to try to lower the volume, to bring more calm about, to get into a more rational position.
Krasner says the suspect wanted assurances that he would not be shot if he surrendered. He also says the suspect would only agree to surrender if a prosecutor was there. The DA says the suspect, Maurice Hall, has a lengthy criminal record.
That record shows a criminal record going back to the early 2000s and extending up to a few years ago.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is dropping out of the presidential race. In a three-minute video announcing his decision, Hickenlooper says he's not giving up on bringing people together to solve our nation's problems. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk, but one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans spent more money at retail stores and restaurants in July. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
In recent days, investors have become spooked about the possibility of a coming recession, but during the course of July, consumers did not seem to have any reduced confidence as retail sales rose a healthy 0.7% last month after a 0.3% gain in June, according to the Commerce Department. Its report shows online retailers, grocery stores, clothing retailers, and electronics and appliance stores all reported strong gains.
President Trump says he has no doubt that if China's president met with the protesters in Hong Kong, it would end the problem. The unrest has been going on for 2 months with protesters and police clashing in the streets and airport terminals. President Trump praised China's president as a great leader and tweeted that China should humanely settle the situation before a trade deal is reached. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
2 years after a neighbor attacked him in the yard of his Kentucky home, Senator Rand Paul is still dealing with serious injuries stemming from six broken ribs. 2 weeks ago, he had a surgery to remove part of a damaged lung. The Kentucky Republican joins Fox and Friends and says he can't believe some of the nastiness coming his way on social media.
That's one of the disturbing things, though, is to see that there's still so much hatred out there. We announced that I was having surgery, and thousands of people on Twitter are swarming to wish me, you know, that I had either died or that someone would assault me again. And it's like I'm perplexed that this is somehow supposed to be a right-wing phenomenon, but I see thousands of people on Twitter, this left-wing mob, wishing that I were dead. And I'm like, who are these people?
The man who attacked Paul was sentenced to 30 days in prison, to which Paul says that's nowhere near the amount of time he should have served.
But it's not enough for assaulting anyone. And frankly, both Kelly and I think it should have probably just been tried here locally. And I think in a local court where they're used to dealing with violent people, people often get several years in prison for this. Recently, you know, a Democrat staffer broke into offices in the Senate, got my name, McConnell's name, and released it to the public and encouraged violence against us. So it had breaking and entering and encouraging violence, but didn't actually commit violence. I think he got 4 years in prison. So 30 days is kind of what you'd give a shoplifting person or a very, very minor crime. This judge was from out of state, and I think from the rumors around the courthouse had pre-decided this before she got here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.